It's every parent's nightmare. The discovery of a hidden bag in their child's room filled with an illegal substance. What then follows are long, heart-wrenching conversations, or rather lectures, and usually enticements by a father or mother to prod their progeny to another lifestyle. Hardly the stuff of comedy, unless you're talking about the 211th Cantata by Johann Sebastian Bach. Yes, you heard right. This bastion of musical conservatism, whose life reads like a textbook on the severity of the Lutheran Baroque, wrote a comedic composition for three vocal soloists and orchestra that lampoons drug abuse and its parental reaction. Written when the great master was in his mid-50s, a father discovers his daughter Lieschen is abusing a strictly licensed substance. In a series of arias and recitatives that portray an argument, Lieschen, by the way, the name of one of Bach's own daughters, lets it be known that she would give up her addiction for the right husband and urges her father to run out and find her a husky lover. But Bach's own addition to the Bachandra poem that inspired the cantata's libretto reveals that Lieschen secretly yearns to marry a man who will allow her to indulge her habit as often as she pleases. And that notorious substance that struck such fear in the heart of the father, was it laudanum or perhaps hashish? No, much worse. You've just been witness to the plot of the coffee cantata. But back then there were no lattes, mochas, or cappuccinos, just the dreaded cup of pure evil Java. Oh, if only this were a parent's greatest concern in today's world. But that was yesteryear in the arts. This is John Durrance.
Thank you.